Once the device has been properly implanted, negative charges are delivered from the cathodes to the long bone fracture non-union location. As the negative charges are delivered, the ferritic reaction takes place. The ferritic reaction results in the reduction of oxygen tension, which leads to a decrease in osteoclast activity, and the elevation of pH, which leads to an increase in osteoblastic activity. The decrease in osteoclast activity, which inhibits bone breakdown, plus the increase in osteoblast activity, which enhances bone building, provides a favorable bone formation environment to enhance bone healing. There are a multitude of preclinical and in vitro cell culture publications which have demonstrated that ferritic products create an environment that is favorable for bone formation. The direct current technology is also proven to upregulate bone morphogenetic proteins, BMPs 2, 6, and 7, which all play important roles in the bone growth process. As you'll learn in the next section, the Osteogen devices have continued to evolve over the years, but the unique and effective technology has continued to remain the same. It's the only technology that provides a constant dose of electrical stimulation for approximately 6 months and is backed by preclinical and clinical research, demonstrating it is consistently a proven, well-established, safe, and effective adjunctive treatment for long bone non-unions.